Morning Watch, the Book of Philippians, Week 2, Taking Christ as Our Living, Tuesday. Philippians 1, verses 20 to 21a. According to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing I will be put to shame, but with all boldness, as always, even now Christ will be magnified in my body, whether through life or through death. For to me, to live is Christ. Related verses. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20. For you have been bought with a price, so then glorify God in your body. Romans 5, verses 5 to 6. And hope does not put us to shame, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. For while we were yet weak, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Romans 7, verses 4 to 6. So then, my brothers, you also have been made dead to the law through the body of Christ, so that you might be joined to another, to him who has been raised from the dead, that we might bear fruit to God. For when we were in the flesh, the passions for sins, which acted through the law, operated in our members to bear fruit to death. But now we have been discharged from the law, having died to that in which we were held, so that we serve in newness of spirit and not in oldness of letter. Romans 14, verses 8 and 9. For whether we live to the Lord, and whether we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or we die, we are the Lord's. For Christ died and lived again for this, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. Galatians 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith. The faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Portions from the footnotes. Philippians 1, verse 20. According to my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I will be put to shame, but with all boldness, as always, even now Christ will be magnified in my body, whether through life or through death. Note 1 on magnified. In the apostle's suffering in his body, Christ was magnified, that is, shown or declared to be great, without limitation, exalted and extolled. The apostle's sufferings afforded him opportunity to express Christ in his unlimited greatness. The apostle would have only Christ magnified in him, not the law or circumcision. This book is concerned with the experience of Christ. To magnify Christ under any circumstances is to experience him with the topmost enjoyment. Philippians 1, verse 21. For to me to live. Note 1 on live. Paul's life was to live Christ. To him, to live was Christ, not the law or circumcision. He would not live the law, but would live Christ, not be found in the law, but be found in Christ. Christ was not only his life, but also his living. He lived Christ because Christ lived in him. He was one with Christ in both life and living. He and Christ had one life and one living. They lived together as one person. Christ lived within Paul as Paul's life, and Paul lived Christ without as Christ's living. The normal experience of Christ is to live him, and to live him is to magnify him always, regardless of the circumstances. Portions from the Life Study Messages. We must consider what it means to magnify Christ. The word magnify means to make something large to our sight. Perhaps you are wondering how Christ can be magnified since he is already universally great. At the time of Paul's imprisonment, the Jews were despised by the Romans. The Romans were the conquerors, and the Jews were the conquered ones. Among these conquered ones, there was a man named Jesus. Although he is great and most wonderful, in the eyes of the Romans he was nothing. But as Paul was held captive in a Roman prison, he magnified Christ, making him to appear great in the eyes of his captors. At the time Paul wrote the book of Philippians, he was an elderly person. No doubt the guards expected him to be exhausted by his imprisonment. But far from being exhausted, Paul was full of joy and rejoicing in the Lord. Even though Paul must have been mistreated in prison, he could be happy and display to the guards the unlimited greatness of Christ. I do not believe that Paul was offended by the jailers or that he offended them. Rather, he was a living witness of Christ, testifying of his ability, power, patience, love, and wisdom, all without measure. The guards may have considered Paul to be strange or peculiar, viewing him as possessing something which they did not have. What they sensed in Paul was Christ magnified. Paul expressed the greatness of Christ in an enlarged way. He magnified Christ with all boldness, both through life and through death. By magnifying Christ in this way, Paul could overcome any situation. In verse 19, Paul mentions the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. If we allow the bountiful supply of the Spirit to work in us, our daily living will be changed. We shall be burdened to magnify Christ always and with all boldness. Through our magnifying of Christ, others will see his greatness and his unlimitedness. To magnify Christ in such a way surely is to live him. The little word for at the beginning of verse 21 is important. It indicates that what is to follow is an explanation of the preceding verse. Christ could be magnified in Paul's body because Paul lived Christ. In order to magnify Christ, we must live him. God wants his people to live Christ. We should not care for holiness, spirituality, or victory as things in themselves, and we should not care for our natural virtues or attributes. Instead, we should focus our whole attention on living Christ and care only to live Christ that he might be magnified in us.